KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be mostly cloudy today with any scattered light rain ending this morning. Temperature should be falling into the 30s before rebounding this afternoon for a high of 42. So far, we picked up 39 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall from late yesterday evening through the overnight early morning hours here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Anita Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were called just before 6:50 a.m. today to a single vehicle injury accident. That took place at the intersection of Highway 148 and Main Street in Anita, where a vehicle had apparently rolled into a ditch. Dispatch reports indicated two subjects were suffering from possible injuries. Currently, no other details are available. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening unanimously passed, with Councilpersons Jimerson and Hartkopf absent, that is, the first of three readings of an ordinance that will essentially strip away the powers of the Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors to hire, fire, or discipline staff working for the department, assume oversight of their bills, and turn those matters over to the City Administrator John Lund. Councilperson Kathy Summers said the change is important primarily because the City Administrator could better handle human resources matters, especially with regard to legal issues.
For example, if somebody does something that could get the city into a legal situation where the city could be sued, the city's going to be responsible, and yet the council would have no way to enforce any disciplinary action against the employee or do anything. So then the whole city could be responsible for any lawsuits.
Councilpersons Halder, Pat McCurdy, and Gerald Brink agreed, saying that the city wasn't asking any more from the Parks Department than we're asking from the other departments.
Some people are seeing this as a power struggle. It's not a power struggle. We're just trying to do our best to protect the city.
City Administrator John Lund shared his perspective.
The state of Iowa looks at us as a business. The court system of Iowa looks at us as a business. And all of our liabilities that we are held accountable to are automatically passed on to the taxpayers. That is a quiet levy that exists. It is unlimited. If we get sued and it is over our cap, we have to pay it. We are one of two states in the country, Georgia's the other one, where cities cannot file bankruptcy because they don't want to deal with legal judgment.
Former Atlantic Mayor and current Parks Board member John Krogman summed up what most of the Parks Board felt after hearing about the proposed amendment to the ordinance.
We feel currently, obviously, that the system's been working and has been working for the Park Board in its current form. We have great support for our staff and our director. Could the communication be better with the City Council and with John? Definitely. There's no denying that. And with that said, I think the thing that really brought this to a head is the communication on how it was brought down, how we found out. You know, we weren't involved or invited to a committee meeting to talk about it. We literally found out in the newspaper 5 minutes before our meeting started. I mean, my wife knew about it before I did, and I'm on the park board.
Former Atlantic businessman Rich Perry questioned having the opportunity of hiring and firing in one man's hands.
If you have a disagreement between two individuals, what protection does the second individual have on that? Is there not an opportunity to have a hybrid system of some kind that would involve the board as far as having some of the decisions, but would also work with the administrators to cover our behinds?
Perry asked if the other opportunities were researched to accomplish the same thing without changing the ordinance to literally cut the legs out from under the park board. City Administrator John Lund said he looked at other ordinances, but that they were totally insufficient. Mayor Dave Jones said the city council would have the authority to reverse any decision made by Lund with regard to any hiring, firing, and disciplinary action of a city employee. And the Board of Supervisors in Adair County have voted to limit development of wind farms. Raquel Lynch has this report.
Following a public hearing yesterday at the Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting and waiving the second and third readings, the supervisors approved an amendment to the Wind Energy Ordinance 31B. The amendment caps the number of commercial wind turbines or wind farms erected within the boundaries of Adair County at a total of no more than 535. Adair County currently has 532 turbines completed or under construction, and that will be it. This comes after neighboring Union County earlier this year just passed its ordinance allowing the construction of wind farms to start within the county.
The ordinance defined the non-participating landowner, participating landowner, and occupied building, as well as made the setback from the nearest occupied building located on a non-participating landowner's property a distance of not less than 2,000 feet. And that meeting she referred to took place Tuesday morning. In our funeral announcements, Ralph Tharp, age 95, of Adair, died Tuesday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Ralph Tharp will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Butch Miller, age 80, of Creston, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Butch Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Creston, with the Powers Funeral Home of Creston in charge of arrangements. Treva Taylor, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Treva Taylor will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Bryant Cemetery in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow at the Fontenelle UMC United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. John Yocommission, age 75, of Atlantic, died November 15th. A celebration of life for John Yocommission will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Rudnick, age 85, of Manning, died Monday in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Wayne Rudnick will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Marion Fennell, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marion Fennell are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.